Well, good morning. Welcome to a time of worship and prayer and a word from God on this third Sunday of Easter. As we're gathered together, let me take a moment first to read for you from Psalm 93. You, O Lord, are sovereign. You have put on splendid apparel. You, O Lord, have put on your apparel and girded yourself with strength. You have made the whole world so sure that it cannot be moved. Ever since the world began, your throne has been established. You are from everlasting. The waters have lifted up, O Lord. The waters have lifted up their voice. The waters have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the sound of many waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, mightier is the Lord who dwells on high. Your testimonies are sure, and holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever and forevermore. Let us pray. Lord, you are the Almighty. You are the all-knowing, the all-powerful. Your glory is incomprehensible to us. Your majesty is infinite. And your power is incomparable to anything else that we know. Help us that we might find the certainty of your promises, that no matter what happens, we may be firm in faith and live uprightly in your church, that we might know Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made for us, that we might not only know that sacrifice, that we might also know the resurrection. Lord, what an incredible thing it is that you have done for us through Jesus Christ. So we come to you acknowledging that we need that sacrifice, that we need to know that you have made an atonement for our sins, and that we can stand now in your presence in the Holy of Holies because of what Jesus Christ has done. But Lord, as we realize that we are sinners, that we are saved only by your grace, not by our works. So we come to you now and we lay open our lives to you. And we ask that you would point to those things that we need to confess. That we would open those areas and those avenues of our lives open to you. So that we might know your healing. That we might know your presence. That we might not fear the time that we're in, but that we might be able to depend totally upon you for all things. Lord, wash us clean from our sins. Give us the very righteousness of Jesus Christ that we might live the life you have for us. Lord, we do thank you for a tremendous amount of things. You have kept us safe and you have watched over us for many years now. We can still come into your presence to worship because of the ways that you continue to touch us. We thank you for that. We thank you for the peace and comfort that you bring to us. We thank you for our sisters and brothers in the faith, that they are there to support us, to encourage us, and to lift us up. We thank you for your holy word, that in it we might see and understand the very spiritual journey that you have for us. But Lord, we also come to you this morning with many concerns upon our heart. We have concerns for this coronavirus and how it's spreading, and we ask, Lord, that your healing hand would come to bring healing on those who have it on those families who are having to deal with it. We also pray for those that are on the front line, the doctors and the nurses, the technicians, the therapists, all of those folks, asking that you would bring your wisdom and insight, asking that you would bring comfort and peace to them and to their families as they do so much to help and treat and cure. We pray, Lord, that you would bring wisdom for those who are seeking for a vaccine and a cure for this disease. We pray also, Lord, that you would be with those who have lost loved ones already in the process of this disease. And we pray for those who can't be with their loved ones because of being separate and being quarantined and being isolated. Lord, we do pray that you would be with these families in a special way. We also pray for those leaders of our towns and cities and counties and states and nation, and for the nations around the world, that they would make wise decisions on how to take care of this and what steps to take from this day forward. We also pray, Lord, for those in our community where you have allowed our church to be. And we ask that you would open doors and avenues and ways for us to share with them about the incredible things that you have done for us. We pray that you would guide us and direct us to know when and where is the right time to say a word of peace and comfort, to say a word about the salvation that we have through Jesus Christ, to say a word about how powerful and how wonderful you are. Lord, what an incredible task it is that you have given us. But you have also given us the power and the ability through your Holy Spirit to be courageous and bold in sharing the word of Jesus Christ with many folks. So, Lord, guide us and direct us in all that we do. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen. What an incredible thing it is that God has entrusted to us. God has asked us to truly be the light in this world through the Holy Spirit. I hope that you know the Holy Spirit. See, often in the Baptist church, we talk about God and we talk about Jesus Christ, but it's not always that we talk about the Holy Spirit. And it is that Holy Spirit that empowers us. It is that Holy Spirit that reminds us. It is that Holy Spirit that continues to teach us that we might know how we can be God's people. So I pray that if you would to sit down and consider, how is the Holy Spirit guiding you at this time? This is the third week of Easter, and it's a time that we continue to celebrate not only the crucifixion, but especially the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For you see, through that crucifixion and resurrection, we can be an incredible people touching this world. Today, I want to bring you a message that God has laid upon my heart from 1 Peter, the first chapter, starting in verse 17 and reading down through verse 23. Listen to these incredible words that Peter shares with the church. Since you call on a Father who judges each person's worth impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, so that your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. You see, I think many people travel throughout life looking for a way to redeem themselves, looking for a way to know that God has accepted them, and that they are within the kingdom of God, and that one day they will live for all eternity in God's presence. People are looking for that, and they're trying to find ways that they can know and understand a better relationship with God. So we search in our lives for one thing or another that will save us, that will redeem us, that will strengthen us, that will help us to walk in the ways that God wants us to go. And what it boils down to is that God has taken care of the whole thing himself. God is the one who has provided an opportunity and a way for us to come ever closer to God. And you see, the gift that God has given us that redeems us is not anything that will ever perish or waste away over time. The very gift of Jesus Christ is a gift that lasts for all eternity. God was very giving in allowing his son to come and die upon the cross for us. So many other folks are trying to find ways, but God has already provided a way in an incredible gift. You see, all the other things that we've tried to use to establish and deepen on and grow and be confirmed about our relationship with Jesus Christ, all of those things that we put our trust in, and even those things that we inherit from our ancestors, Peter says, come from a very empty way of life. It's not gold or silver. It's not our riches or our works. It's not our abilities or our talents that can guide us ever closer to God. It's only Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made upon the cross. And then we see that God has not only allowed that sacrifice, but God has redeemed Jesus Christ and brought him back to life to walk among the living once again. So God gave Jesus Christ as a sacrifice that was without blemish or defect, so that we could be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And then the very righteousness of Christ could be placed upon us, and now God sees us as saints. Because when God looks at us, God looks through the very righteousness of Jesus Christ and what is happening and says, you are my beloved. You are the ones that I care for. You are the ones that I love. You are the ones that I have promised to redeem. Because God not only allowed Jesus Christ to be that atoning sacrifice, that sacrifice that makes us at one with God, but he raised him from the dead and glorified him, giving him the place of honor at the right hand of God. And from this place at the right hand of God, Jesus Christ now intercedes for us. Daily and moment by moment, Christ is speaking to God about our needs, our concerns, our fears, Jesus is right there doing what needs to be done, talking with God about what we need in our journeys. And because of that, we can place our hope and faith in God. We can put all of our hope in God. We can continue to walk ever closer with God because Jesus Christ died for us, was that sacrifice that we needed in order for our relationship to be right with God, and then raised from the dead and sits at the right hand of God speaking for us. So it's now as we come to the Word of God that we can see and understand because the Holy Spirit has come to work in the midst of our lives. This allows us not only to understand the commands and what God is saying to us, but it allows us to be obedient to the very commands of God. And Peter says, as we learn the Word of God and become obedient to what God is asking us to do, we become purified individuals by the very work of Jesus Christ and living in obedience to God's Word. Is that tough? Oh yes, it's very difficult. It's a continuing, growing, ongoing process, not a thing that we decide to do and therefore I've done it. It's a daily time of spending time in God's Word and coming to know what God is saying to us so that we can be obedient to the very commands of God. And Peter says that it's through that sacrifice that was perfect. That sacrifice that had no blemishes, that we have a relationship with God. And the Holy Spirit living within us guides us and directs us to understand God's Word. We can be purified. And when we live in this state of godly and holy living, Peter says then we can express a sincere love from deep within our hearts to all people. The love that this world needs to know, the love that the church has already, can only be done when we know God's Word, when we live in God's Word, and allow the Holy Spirit to live through us. Then we can express that deep and powerful and wonderful love to the other folks in our communities. My simplest definition and understanding of love is looking out for the other person's best interest, even if it costs me. Is that not what Jesus Christ did for us and what Peter is talking about in this passage? Jesus Christ came here upon earth, setting aside all of his rights and privileges, and looked out for our best interest, even though it cost him his life. What an incredible thing. You know, as you think about this word for God, I want to give you four areas that you can apply this scripture to your life. Four areas that you can open your life to God and allow God to work in your life through the Holy Spirit. Maybe you need to trust Jesus Christ for what Christ has done for you already. Maybe you need to trust that Christ has repaired or made it possible for you to have a repaired relationship with God. One that's living and growing and ongoing. One that is a moment-by-moment thing. One that empowers you to live in the way that God's calling you to live. Maybe you need to start that relationship with Jesus Christ. And you need to accept what he has done for you. It's a very simple process to open your life and say, God, I have tried to do this on my own. But I have come to realize that Jesus Christ is the one who has made it all possible. So, Lord, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins and that you would cleanse me and make me whole, for I accept what Jesus Christ has done for me. That is the first place that you need to start. Because unless you start there, the other steps that I want to share with you are for nothing. Because it's only through that very first step that the other applications of the Scripture are even possible. The second application that I want to share with you is maybe you need to take some steps to learn the Word of God. You need to know what's there and you need to understand what's there so that you can truly see what God's asking you to do on your spiritual journey. Without knowing the commandments of God, it's not possible to walk God's ways. So it is very necessary that you spend time within God's Word. And once you spend this time within God's Word, you'll come to know what God is asking you to do, how God is asking you to live your life and clarify your life, how God is asking you to reach out to other people. It's not just a select few individuals that God has asked for them to share about Jesus Christ. All of us should be about sharing Jesus Christ. But it starts by learning the Word of God, spending just a few moments every day, praying first and reading a small passage and asking the Holy Spirit to quicken your heart about what is there that you need to do. You see, because the third application that I want to share with you then is about obeying God's Word. It's about obeying the very commands of God and being the people that God's asking us to be. It's time for us to step up. It's time for us to share the very Word of God and the love of Jesus Christ with a world that is especially hurting at this time. It's time for us to reach out and help others come to Jesus Christ. It's time for us to help our sisters and brothers of the faith to be encouraged, to have comfort and peace, to walk with them on their spiritual journeys. You see, all of these things are about obeying God's commands. And the last application I want to give you today is expressing pure love, the very pure love of God to all people. We need to be able to view all people as people that need to know God's love, whether they live in another country or in ours, whether they're of a different social class than us, or whether they come from a different race, or whether even at this time they believe a different thing than we believe. You see, we need to express God's love to each and every person. And Peter says that once you come to know the very sacrifice that Jesus Christ did for you, he's listened to these words in verses 22 and 23. He says, now that you have been purified, now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have a sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable. Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of God, praying for us, asking God to bring us those things that we need, sharing with the Holy Spirit what we need to know. So now it's time for us to decide. What is our next step on the spiritual journey? Is the next step for you on the spiritual journey trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Trusting what Christ has done for you? Is your next step on the spiritual journey just getting to know the very Word of God? Spending time within God's Word, studying it, reading it, listening to it, memorizing it, meditating on it? Is it time for you to move from knowing the Word of God in your head and move it into living it in your life, obeying the very commands of God? Is it time for the next step of your spiritual journey to be about loving folks who need to know God's love? Folks, it's time for us to step forward on the spiritual journey. We may think that we're in isolation and in quarantine, but it's time to step forward. You can do that even in isolation and quarantine. You can do that reaching out to others to express that love. Jesus Christ is alive, and the Holy Spirit has come to be within us as the church, that we might reach out to our community with the very love and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Will you pray with me? Lord, each one of us has a step that we need to take on the spiritual journey. We know some who need to take the step of trusting Jesus Christ as their Savior and starting a deep and powerful relationship with you. We know some who need to spend time within your Word, not anywhere else, but getting to know what your Word has to say to us, that we might understand your very commandments, your ordinances, your teachings. And some of us need to be about applying and obeying those commands to our lives, so that we might share your love with the community at large. May you, God, guide us and direct us in the steps that we need to take on our spiritual walks. May you give us courage and boldness. And may we take those steps and do what needs to be done to follow you. And Lord, may we truly be people who reach out into our community at large, that we may see other people come to Jesus Christ and follow on the same spiritual journey that we're on, that they might know your comfort and peace and blessings. Lord, guide us in what we need to do and give us the courage to do it. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen. May the God that brings us hope fill you with all joy and peace through the power of the Holy Spirit this week, that others might come to know about Jesus Christ. Amen.